And then she goes over and sits down in front of him, and then, oh, hey, how's it going? It is your buddy John again. And I'm just sitting here thinking about what do I really want in a girlfriend or a prospective mate? Future bride, perhaps, you know. Well, there are the obvious requirements. They've got to be honest. They've got to be loyal, as in, if they give their heart to me, it stays with me until we decide to split up or something, but no cheating or anything like that. Compassionate, caring, stuff like that. Open, understanding that I need my space, and I'm sure she needs hers. I want intelligence, someone who I can have a deep conversation with about religion, spirituality, the meaning of life, and have it more than just the number 42, if you know what I mean. A sense of humor, preferably wickedly funny, a little perverted. They got to be a Python fan. Well, they don't have to be a Python fan, but they'd be willing to accept my Pythoness, as in Monty Python. Although I do have a Python in my mind, gonna go there. I was going to do the Python in my pants bit, but that's kind of crass, but I won't go there. Either the hat can be somewhat of a sports fan or somewhat of a geek. They got to at least accept and appreciate that, yes, I'm a geek, but I'm also a sports nut. And that I do tend to have interests that go way across the region. Where, and here's the crazy thing. How many guys do you know can tell you a lot about the radio and television business and also tell you some of the interesting parts of the television series Caprica, as well as dissecting the Tampa 2 zone defense in football? Yeah, I'm like that. But the girl I want to be with doesn't have to necessarily be that, although it would be super cool if I met a gal who is as much into sports and science fiction as I am. Yeah. If that ever happened, God help you all. Yeah, I know it ain't gonna happen, but let's see what else. Now, if they could cook and clean for me, I would worship at their altar. Or at least at their throne, Because I suck at cooking. Well, I'm a decent cook. I can follow a recipe. Cleaning, I'm a bachelor. What do you expect? I'm a guy, I'm the before of the queer eye for the straight guy, not the after. Well, I'm not awful, but I do have some clutter. I suppose I don't vacuum and dust enough, and perhaps, maybe I should rinse out the sink a little more often, and the bath, rinse out the bathtub a little bit more often, of the hair and the drain thing, Yes, I just made you go, ew! All right. But I'm not the barefoot and pregnant kind of guy, but if she did help with the cooking and cleaning and really did that part, yeah, she wouldn't have to worry about where I was late at night, because I'd be right there with her saying, yes, honey, I love you to death. Now please cook for me, because I'm starving. Please, for the love of God, please. Bye.